We are learning Masechtas Chulin, Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph, and we are beginning the last few words of Daf Nun Ches Amud Beis. There was a brisa that said that if behema eats different things, then it could be a mesukenes, it could be in danger, but it's kosher, it's not a treifa. And one of those things were a tia. If he eats tia, it's kosher to eat. Even for a person to eat it, not a problem. What is tia exactly? My tia. Amar Rav Yehuda, ikra de marisa. It's certain root of a bitter herb called tura, Rashi says, shayri shal tura, some kind of bitter herb. Amar Rav Yehuda, hayman de ochel tilsa takli chiltis. Someone eats three shkolim weight of chiltis, of this spice that we had learned before, a very strong spice that makes a hole in the behemoth stomach. If a person eats this, a liberic on an empty stomach, mishtalach mashre, his skin will start peeling because there's so much heat, it makes it warms the body so much. I ate 1 shekel's worth of chiltisa. If I didn't go jump into the water, into a bath, my skin would start peeling. I was becoming by myself, in myself, this pasuk. The chachma will help a person live. Because here he knew what to do. He knew this sugi over here, that the chiltis is very, very hot, and it's very sharp, and it can make the skin start peeling. And he realized that after one, he jumped into the water in order to make it, shouldn't have a problem with the skin. Someone eats 16 eggs, 4 nuts, 4 almonds, v'shev butisa, and eats 7 caper berries, the parchi from a caper tree, v'shasti reviyasam, and drinks a reviyasa dosha, and drinks Vias of honey, Tkuvas Thomas in the summer, Libere Kona, on an empty stomach, Misakar Talia de Libe, the strings of his heart, the veins of his heart will get detached. Because this is also a very strong mix of, to eat together. Hubar Tavia, back to the little Trefus. Hubar Tavia, the also Libere Resh Glusa, there was a certain deer that came Libere Resh Glusa. They shechted this deer, came to Resh Galusa, and have a mafse karim misraisa. The back legs were severed. So batki Rav v'tzemes agidim. Rav checked the tzemes agidim, the place where the sinews are. V'achshere, he says, that was fine. And he machshere, he says, not a problem, not a treifa. Sovel mechanei b'umtza. He wanted right away roast it and eat it. Umtza Rashi says means ain't it sli called kach matana, it does not put into oven, it just you salt it a little bit and you put it over some coals and you eat it because it's kosher, you want to eat it right away. Omle Shmuel, don't eat it. We have to check this first. Omle Shmuel, chayish malon akuri, aren't you worried since the back legs were severed, maybe it happened from a nachosh, from a snake, and maybe it's dangerous for you to eat this meat. Omle Maitakante, so what should I do? How should I check for this? So he said, "Noisei v'tanura, put it into a oven. The iu b'adik nafshei, and you'll be able to tell by itself if this meat was bitten by a snake." So oisei, he put this piece of meat into the oven. Nafal tilchi tilchi, pieces started falling off from it. So you saw that it was from was bitten from a snake. That's what you see. Kari Shmuel la de Rav. So Shmuel said on Rav, "Lo yuuna letzadik kol oven." You see that Hashem protects the tzaddik. Nothing will happen, nothing wrong will happen to the tzaddik. Because here, Rav is about to eat it, and Shmuel stopped him just in time. Because you see, it was taka bitten by a nachash. It fell apart in the oven. So if Rav would have ate it, it would have been dangerous. And koi Rav le de Shmuel, koi Rav le on eslach. There's no secret, here's no. He knows all the secrets. He knew how to test it. He knew to chap this shayla if it was bitten by a snake. And there's no secret that he doesn't know. He knows everything. And that's what Rav said about Shmuel. Look at the Mishnah Vayta, new Mishnah. We just finished now the Inyanim of Treifus. Now we move on, in this Mishnah we're going to discuss the Simone, the Tumah and Tyra, really, the Simone if it's kosher or not, the Simonim, the signs that a behemah is kosher. Now when it comes to a behemah, the Tyra tells us what makes a behemah kosher. It has to have Mafresis Paras of Asha Sessa, which means it has split hooves. And it's also Malas Gera, that the food goes into the stomach and back up in the throat and back into the stomach. That's Malagera. So these are 2 simonim and the Torah gives us for a behema. The oif, the Torah does not give us simonim. The Torah just says all the oifais that are tamea and the rest of them are tahira. There's much more oifais tahira than oifais tameas. And when it comes to fish, again, the Torah does give us simonim. There it says you have to have fins and scales, snapi v'kaskasas. So zok the Mishnah. Simoni behema v'chaya nemru minat Torah. The simonim of behema and chaya are said minat Torah. And there's around, I think the Torah reckons around 10 different animals, kosher animals, which are malagero. And there's three which are not kosher, with the only malagero, not mefreses parso. And there's one that's mefreses parso, not malagero. And these are only like 14 animals that the Torah mentions. Any other animal in the whole entire universe will not be malagero or mefreses parso, besides for these 14. You know, four of them have one of the other one, the tmeya, and 10 are tahira. So it says in the Torah that the simon ma'al, that mefreses parso malagero. V'simoni ha'oif l'nemru. But simonim have not said. Ava amru chachamim, the chachamim gave a few simonim to know if it's a kosher behema, a kosher oif, a kosher bird, or not kosher bird. So chachamim say like this: kala oif adoyres tamei. Any oif that pounces is tamei. Now, what exactly does it mean doyres? What does it mean pounce? So Rashi learns doyres means that it grabs with its fingernails and it picks it off the ground and it eats it that way. But Tosfos on Daf Samach Aleph asks on that. He says, no, even kosher birds eat that way. Tosfos, the Ramaz Chal HaDoros, and Daf Samach Aleph says, a kosher bird in Tam, the Afil Tana Gerlis Oisik King. Even Tana Gerlis does that. He when that bird eats, it takes with its claws off the ground and eats it that way. So that can mean Doros. Zokar bird in Tam, Doros means that it eats it alive. Doros Oichel Mechayim. Ve'ina Mam Tlaj Thomas. That's what it means, Doros. So any oif that's Doros eats while still alive, it's a simon, it's Tamek. Any bird that has an extra finger, and according to Rashi, that means there's a little finger that comes out of the back of the leg, and like a chicken has that, vizepek, and it has a crop, a kurkabanoi niklaf, and its gizzard is peeled, could be peeled, tar, then it's tar. So Shaila is, do you need a three simonim or four simonim? So Rashi learns that besides for the simon, that it's not dairis, you also have to have these three simonim of Etzba Yesera, Zepek, and Kukubonai Niklaf. Then you know it's Tar. So it's going back on the ratio. That Kol Oif HaDoyres is Tomei. If it ain't a Doyres, then it's Tar. And you need these three simonim. That's how Rashi learns the Sugya. There's a Tosfos on Daf Samach Aleph also, Daf Samach Aleph, the Masal Kol, that brings it very many times. That he says all you need is three simonim, and you don't have to check if it's dairis. You know it's not dairis. So really, you don't have to check the simon of dairis. All you need is these three simonim, then you know for sure it's not dairis. Rab Elazar b'Rab Tzal the Goyim call oif acholik as raglov tamei. Any oif that mechalik the raglov is tamei, which means when it grabs onto a twig, it has two fingers on this side and two fingers on the other side. That means cholik. Any bird that is cholik, which means it sits on a branch and has two claws this side, two claws this other side, or one on one, a cholik is raglov. Then it's a simon of tuma. Uvechagavim. When it comes to grasshoppers, kol sheyesh le'avar raglaim, has four legs, ve'avar kanafayim, four wings, ve'kartzulim, has these big jumping legs, ve'knaf of chayfes rubai, and its wings cover roiv of its body. So then, those are four simonim of a kosher grasshopper. So it has to have four legs, four wings, it has to have jumping legs, and it has to be covered its whole guf. Rav Yisraimer Shmoy Chagov, a fifth simon, has to be called Chagov. And that's why it's so hard to know what a grasshopper is, because you have to have all these simonim, plus it's called Chagov, it's very hard to know. Well, if a dog comes to fish, kol sheyesh lo snapi v'kaskasas. Any fish that has fins and scales, that's enough. That's what's a simon of that it's a kosher fish. Or Hudaimer, you know, it sounds like the Tanakam holds one fin and one scale is enough. He says Shnei Kaskasim, you need two scales, not Bechad, one fin. Beilu and Kaskasim are Kvuim Boy. Kaskasim are the things that are Kvuim Boy. Those are the scales that are attached to it. Sampirim are the things that it uses to swim. It's the fins that it uses to swim. So that is our Mishnah. Our Mishnah has three or four parts. It has the Simani Behema, Simani Ya'if, then it goes into Chagavim, then it goes to fish. The first sugya will discuss Behemoths. The first sugya will discuss the Simonim of Behema. Tanur Rabbanim. Elu Hein Simani Behema. The following are the Simonim of a kosher, a Behema, kosher animal. Kol Behema Mafresis Paras. So the Pasuk says, Kol Behema Mafresis Paras of Shasha. Sas put hooves, stay process. Malas Ger Behema, Oistachelu. These are the simonim. Now the Gemara, the Brice is like this: Kol behema shemalas geiro biyadua she'en lo yishinayim lamaylo v'tohiro. Any behema that's malas geiro, you know, it doesn't have teeth in the front. Only has like molars in the back of the in back of the mouth. But in front of the mouth, it does not have any top teeth in the front of the mouth. And that's a simon that's malas geiro. If you want to know if a behemoth is malas geiro, look at the teeth. If it has no front teeth, you know it's malas geiro. Break them up. Klalu, is that a klal? Klalu, very gomel. The pasuk tells us that a camel is malas geiro. The reason why it's not a kosher animal is because it does not have split hooves. But a camel is malas geiro. Klalu, very gomel, the malas geiro. Ve'in lo yishinayim l'mayla, has no teeth in the front. Ve'tameh. So, heck, you tell me if it has no teeth in the front. It's tahira. That was the klal. How can you say that if it doesn't have teeth in the front, it's tahira? A gomel is maligera, and it doesn't have shenayim lamayla, and it's tamei. So he says, no, a gomel neviously. It has like these two teeth on the side, in the front, it has two teeth. It does have two teeth. But Ray, Frey, Ben Gomel, the nevi nami lesley, doesn't even have nevi, a young camel, and still it's tamei. So you can't say a klal, if it doesn't have teeth in the front, that it's maligera and tahira. It's not true. The klal is not true because you have a ben gomel that it does not have any teeth in the front, and it's not kosher. It's tamei. Vesu, I'm going to ask a different part of this klal. Vesu, I raise shofim va'arneves. This is the type of rabbits. The maligeri. It's maligeri. And v'yeshus na'amayla has teeth in the front, so it's not a raya that teeth and not teeth. Not the raya maligeri, because here we find that these rabbits are maligeri and they have teeth. And v'tameim. V'oid, Shinayim Iksiva Varais says anyway in Torah anything about teeth? What are you talking about teeth? Since when is teeth a simon? This is what we meant to say. Now it could be I said this the first time how I explained the Gemara. This is what it means to say. Kol behema she'en lo shinayim l'mayla. If it does not have teeth l'mayla, b'yidu shimala skeira, when first is paras of a Torah. You could then assume if it has no teeth, it's a mala skeira and a fresh is parasa. Because it can't be a shofam varneves because that has teeth. It can't be a gumball because that has the nevi, the two teeth inside. So if you know it has no teeth whatsoever, you know it's malas geira, emma freshes parasa, emma tyra. But live with the parasa, just check the hooves. What's the big deal? Check the hooves. Going, show you parasa, chatuchos. That the hooves were cut. Good, you're walking in the midbar, and you need an animal to shecht. But the legs were cut off. The bottom of the legs, boy dik b'fia, check the mouth, and English and I'm love has no teeth on top, b'yadushi tahira. You know it's a taradig animal, umlav, b'yadushi tmeya, they know it's tmeya. Well, vad, the only thing you can make a mistake with is you'll see. Well, vad, shiakir gomel, you have to know what a gomel looks like. Very much gomel, nivisle, it's not a problem, definitely not a camel, it has no teeth. A gomel has nivi. Elo, vad, shiakir ben gomel. You should know what a ben gomel looks like, a baby camel, because if you don't know what baby camel looks, this might be a baby camel. It doesn't have, you cut off the feet. And you check the teeth, and it doesn't have any teeth in the front. So it's a kosher animal, no. But maybe it's a ben gomel. Baby gomel has no teeth in the front. So lav amrit, oh, it's more than a kosher. It's more than, you know, it's not a ben gomel, you're good to go. Lav amrit, so more than a kosher like this. Lav amrit, dika ben gomel. There's a ben gomel who's maligera, it's not kosher. So maybe you can have minach queen. There's another animal out there, the dom of the ben gomel, similar to a baby camel. Lo yisaka daida chutani rebbe Shmuel learned, it says in the pasuk, v'sagomel, ki male gerhu, shalbe lome, the Kodesh Baruch Hu knows, yedea, she'en lecho dova male gerhu v'tame le gomel. There is nothing in the world that's male gerhu besides a gomel and a shofen var neves, only those three. Lefikuk baruch baruch kosev, who? The other pasuk says, that dafka these animals are male gerhu, nothing else is. The pasuk says, achaze lo yisaychlu male gerhu, mefrisei parasa, as hagomel ki maligera, who farsa in enemafis tami hulachem? This who? Only this and a shofen varneves are the only ones that have maligera, nothing else. So therefore, if someone knows this, he checks the front teeth, he knows it's not a camel, a baby camel, it's kosher, for sure. You don't have to check the hooves. Even though it has no hooves, it has no split hooves, it doesn't have any hooves. They're cut off. But as long as there's no teeth, you know it's a maligera. Once you know maligera, it's kosher. Maybe it's a gomel. So a gomel has teeth, has the nevi in the front. And a ben gomel, you know what it looks like. So you know it's not a ben gomel, you know it's not a shofen varneves. Shofen varneves has teeth. So you know it's nothing, you know it's maligera, and you know it's kosher. Another similar gemara. Someone was on the road, he found that the mouth was cut off. And now he can't tell if it has teeth or not. Boydik parsa say checks the hooves. In parsa says, if the hooves are split, we do a shi'tayra. But I'm lav, if it's not split, v'lushi t'meim. Or vach, yakir chazir. He has to know what a chazir looks like. Because it might be a chazir who has split hoofs. Lav, so everyone has a kash like this. Lav amrit ik chazir. If there's a chazir with split hoofs, ikim nami mina achrina. Maybe it's not a, you know, there's hundreds of thousands of types of animals out there. Maybe it's not an animal with split hoofs. The dumi chazir. The Torah says the chazir has split hooves. There is nothing that has split hooves in his tummy. El chazir, only the chazir. Fikach parut by a cause of who? Therefore, the Torah says who? That this is the only one that has split hooves that's not kosher. The only one is the chazir. Everything else is kosher. And therefore, if you go in the midbar and you find an animal split hooves, as long as you know it's not a pig, a chazir, the halacha is, it will be a kosher animal. A big problem now. What's the name is a pia gomim. The pia, the mouth is cut off. And the legs are cut off. What do you do now? What's the simon now? So tomorrow, there's another simon. Boidik bibsara. You check the meat. In mahalach shesiveriv, if the muscles go in both directions, which means like the grain goes in both directions, of this meat, it's a certain part of animals. In a second, that if the grains go in both directions, go shesivere, like back and forth, both directions, then we know it's taira. You have to recognize the wild donkey, because the wild donkey, even though it's a treif animal, it's not a non-kosher animal, but still, that animal has this simen as well of the grains going in two different directions. So, maybe it's not a min, that it goes both directions. We have a Messiah, there are no other animals besides the aroid and the kosher animals that have the simen. Where do you check to see if it has this meat that goes in two directions? That the muscles go in two directions, which means the grains go in two directions. Under the tail, under the tailbone, there, that meat there goes in two directions, shesiveriv. And if you check there and it has the symbol, shesiveriv, you know it's a kosher animal, even though the mouth is cut off and the legs are cut off, you could check over there and that will be a simon if it's a kosher animal.